This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, presenter and commentator, and with me is Liga and betting expert Steve Wiss. Steve, we're back for a second season.
Yeah, great to be back again, Rob. Looking forward to a big season in Liga.
Now, we can't have been that bad, although they have brought in a new person to help fix things a little bit. A new addition for the new season. James Easton, writer on French football, featured in 442 and others, and plus a former scout in France. James, great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rob. Very happy to be here.
How are you feeling about the new season then, James?
Very excited. Yeah, plenty going on, which obviously we're going to discuss. Top of the table, bottom of the table. It looks really good. Obviously, a very interesting season with the World Cup halfway through as well. So lots to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, let's get straight into the markets then on BetRivers. And we'll start with who will be league champions. And Steve, it's no surprise then that Paris Saint-Germain are minus 1,000 in the market for this one.
Yeah, and it's difficult to look beyond them, to be honest, Rob. I know you're not going to get rich backing them straight on the nose, but for those who like to sort of have accumulators across the season, parlays across the season, for league winners, then you really might as well add them to your betting slip, really, because it's just difficult to see beyond PSG over 38 games. A lot of strange things are going to have to happen if they weren't to win the league. They've just got way more depth, way more resources than any other team. And I think the only real way that they don't win it is if they're hit massively by injuries to key players. And even then, it should be enough to get home. You don't need 90 points to win this league, Rob. You can probably get home with 80 to 85 even. And for them, it's not such a big deal. They've got a new manager this season, Christophe Galtier. And I know some people, he's not the most popular selection in terms of his playing style and all that, but he's a very experienced manager. And I would be surprised if they don't lift the crown at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I agree with everything Steve said. I actually think PSG will be stronger this season, Rob. I think that Galtier is a good appointment. They brought him in from Nice. People outside France might not know him because he's a much lower profile manager than we've seen at PSG recent seasons. But I think he's a good fit. He's an excellent communicator. He's a very fair-minded guy. So I think he'll do well. I think the other factor for PSG is I think Messi will have a much better season this season. I think the trauma, if you like, of the move from Barcelona, I think is behind him now. He said himself he's expecting to have a better season. We saw that a little bit last night with the Champions Trophy in France where he played very well. So same as Steve on this one, I cannot see past PSG, and I think they'll be more exciting and more entertaining to watch as well.
Angel Di Maria out the door, of course, he's left for Juventus, and Mukiele in from RB Leipzig. Vitinha from Porto is the big spend, but no major Hollywood kind of signing name from Paris Saint-Germain this summer. It seems like, James, there's going to be a few out the door at least before the season really gets going by the end of the transfer window, Wijnaldum being one of those.
Yeah, and that is a slight distraction at the moment. They've got this sort of group of unwanted players, the undesirables, as they're being called, who they want to get rid of. Wijnaldum, as you mentioned, Ander Herrera's on that list. Maybe Paredes, Di Maria's obviously gone. So that is a bit of a side issue until the end of the window. Those players not involved in the first team at the moment. So when we come into September, the squad will look quite different. But I think, you know, the way Galtier's handled the squad and the team so far has been very impressive. I should say as well, we've got new tactics at PSG this season. They've switched to a back three. They're definitely going to play a back three. It means the big three, if you like, up front should be quite close together on the pitch. So that's another change. So there's work to be done on the squad. But, you know, as Steve has said, unless you have injuries to those key players, it's just hard to see anybody, not just stopping them, but in my view, even getting close to them this season.
That's good information. And that might factor our goals and assists section of the show as well. And we will get to that later on. So I suppose, Steve, there's more interest really in the without Paris Saint-Germain market. Would that be fair?
I would say so. And for me personally, You can take your pick here because there's probably three or four sides that are in the running for second place. For me, I like Monaco, and I just really enjoyed what they did at the back end of last season, Rob. They won 9 straight games, and they really probably should have won the 10th, actually, to get into the Champions League proper. But I loved the momentum they had at the back end of last season. The manager, Philippe Clement, was actually close to the sack at one point. He moved mid-season from the Belgian league, but he really got a grip on the team towards the end of the campaign. Obviously, it's a big thing they've lost Aurélien Tchouaméni, but they got big money for him. You know, nearly £75 million or something along those lines. Huge money anyway. He's an irreplaceable player. Let's not beat about the bush. And at the moment, they haven't brought in a replacement. There's lots of rumours. But you can do a lot of big things with that sort of money, you know. I'd actually quite like the business they've done. Minamino from Liverpool and Briel Embolo from Gladbach. They've got a lot of goals in them. They've got Ben Yedder, they've got Volland, they've got tons of creative talent in there, and they can score a lot of goals. So I'm just a little bit surprised in the market that Lyon are currently the second favourites to win the league.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, we'll probably talk about them at some point, but for me, that's wrong. I wouldn't have them as the second favourite. So I quite like Monaco in this without the PSG market at a decent price as well. I think it was like plus 350, which is a little bit of juice, isn't it? And I think if you want a bit of value, then that is definitely the market to look at. They're my personal preference. You can make a case for a couple of other teams, but I just really love the amount of goals in their team.
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of what Steve said there about Monaco. Totally agree with you as well, Steve, on Lyon. I'm not a particularly big fan of that price in the market. I think there are problems at Lyon behind the scenes. The manager didn't seem particularly popular with some players last year, and there's a few issues that he's still got to get to grips with. I think in this market, I've gone for Rennes, Rob, in the top three, finishing the top three market. It was slightly price driven because I thought they were a little bit too big. I would have expected to see them a bit higher. They did very well last year. They were a top five side last year. Can they get a bit higher? Can they finish top three? I think they can. They've lost Naye Feguerd at the back, a very good centre-back who's gone to West Ham in England. But they have held on to a couple of other big players who might have left. Hamari Traore at right back, who did very well last year. They've managed to keep hold of him, and Benjamin Bourigeaud in front of him. And another factor at Rennes is they're not new signings, but last season, Jeremy Doku, who people might remember from the last men's Euros for Belgium, he missed a lot of last season through injury. Now, if they can keep him fit, he will almost be like a new signing, I think, for Rennes this season. He's a fantastic player. And he does give them something that they didn't have in attack last year, in that he's very good one-on-one to beat people. There was a lot of passing movement by Rennes in the opposition half last year. I just think if they can keep Doku fit, and to a lesser extent, Kamaldeen Sulemana, who was also out injured last season a lot of the time, another winger, if they can keep those two fit, they will be between them almost like a new signing for Rennes. So that's something that I've taken into account in going for Rennes. Not so much to finish second, but they're available at a good price to finish in the top three market. So that was my pick here.
Yeah, plus 200 for that to happen. I wonder if Lyon, the fact they're second in the market, is a bit of a romantic decision almost, with Lacazette and Tolisso going back, that there's some optimism around Lyon, and that's what's affected that, you know.
Yeah, it could be. They remain a big name, I think, you know, that still plays a part. Lacazette's done pretty well in pre-season, so he looks quite sharp. I think also Lucas Paqueta's an issue because he might still leave before the window closes. He's played in pre-season, so he's involved at the moment, but we know he's a player a lot of clubs are looking at. And if Lyon get a big offer for him, he might go. There's also the issue of how effective he'll be if he has to stay, because I think he does want to leave. So, yeah, I like Steve said, I think the price is a little bit misleading on Lyon. I wouldn't want to back them at the odds that are available, certainly.
They're only managers. Sorry, Steve, go for it, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, sorry, before we finish on Lyon, I've got a big problem with the manager, Peter Bosz. I mean, I think he's done very well to keep his job, and I could see him definitely getting the sack at some point. They were massively underachieving last season in terms of metrics, so they can always lean on that. But I mean, I look at Lacazette's goal line, he's 16 and a half this season. I'm not sure I would go over that. You know, I think it's asking a lot for him to come straight back and fire immediately. So I'm not even sure they're going to be in the top four. You know, I mean, for me personally, I would say I would agree with James. I think Rennes in the top three is a very good shout for me. I would predict PSG, Monaco, Rennes in that order. That is how I personally see it.
Some new managers around as well. Marseille have Igor Tudor in charge now, replacing Jorge Sampaoli. Lille have got Paulo Fonseca through the door after a disappointing defence of their title. And Nice have Lucien Favre back through the door. His last job was at Borussia Dortmund. Steve, I know there's something else you wanted to mention in the market about Rams.
Yeah, Stade Rams. I mean, this is frustrating that I actually looked at them to finish in the top six at plus 900. But fundamentally, it's just, I think, asking too much of them. I wish there was a top 10 market because I would be all over them finishing the top 10. I think they're a massively underrated team. They've got a really good defensive setup. And the manager, Oscar Garcia, really impressed me last season. They're that sort of side. They're so, you know, I don't think anyone would enjoy a trip to Rams. You know, it's like almost like a trip to what Stoke was back in the day. You're going to be faced with a brick wall. They're going to knuckle down and nothing's really going to change throughout the whole season. They've managed to keep quite a few good defenders as well. Even signed Andrew Gravion. They've got Foke. The goalkeeper's left, Rajkovic, which is a bit of a shame, but they brought in an Austrian keeper who Patrick Penz are actually started in two of the last three Austrian games. I think they'll be really hard to break down again. And you're looking at like 1-0s, 0-0s against some of the big teams. I think they can get top 10, but unfortunately there's not a market for that. But they're a big candidate for overachiever of the season.
Yeah, it's really interesting you mentioned the potential scorelines. I think Rance are one of those teams who probably don't hit many people's radars who just watch League One. But from a betting point of view, they're probably very interesting. And I agree with you, the defence is so on. I think in a way, the defence, which was already very important at Rance, might be even more important because they've lost Hugo Ekitike, who was their best striker, who's gone to PSG. So without him, they don't have the same threats up front. And there was quite a long run of games second half of last season where he was out injured. And they were still able to pick up points here and there because they are so solid.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, if you're looking for a team who can give you a run for your money defensively, maybe pick up points where they are underdogs, they are definitely one of those teams. I don't think they'll be the most entertaining watch of the season in League One, which, by the way, is getting more and more entertaining, I would say. There were lots of goals last year. They're sort of going the opposite direction. But, yeah, they'll be on the markets on a week-to-week basis. They'll certainly be an interesting side.
Well, they face Marseille on opening weekend on Sunday night, and we're going to have another show preview in the first match week of fixtures, of course, on Bet Rivers. But I suppose that brings us nicely to another more specific market, if you like, the southeast market, that footballing hotbed of France. Let's have your picks then. James, you can start us off here. Who's going to finish highest of those teams?
Yeah, it was 50-50 call for me. I actually went for Marseille here and I've spent all day today thinking I've got it wrong, but I'm going to stick with it because I've gone with them. It was really on price. They're a bigger price to win this market than Monaco. I think Monaco probably today have got more advantages, more weapons than Marseille. There are question marks about Marseille. They've changed the manager, as you mentioned, Rob. Sampaoli's left. Igor Tudor has come in from Verona. He's a young coach. He's only 44, but he has been managing for a decade. He's got no background in French football, so there are question marks about how he'll settle in a club which can be difficult to settle in. So there's question marks there. They've lost a couple of good players in William Saliba and Boubacar Kamara, who've gone. So the reason I've gone for Marseille is I think they've put together a team which will probably grow into the season. There's a lot of changeover in the starting 11 and also in the squad. And it might take some time to settle. It might take some time for Tudor to put his mark on the squad. But I do think there's enough talent there for them to grow as the season goes along. They signed a good player in Jonathan Clauss, who's going to be the right wing back. The manager has come in and said straight away how he wants his team to play. So it will take some time to adapt to that. But I just felt that at bigger odds than Monaco, that was really my thinking. I have to say, it's a 50-50 call for me in terms of who will actually win this market and finish higher in the league. But I picked Marseille because of that price.
Yeah, there's five teams in this market. We've got Ajax here at plus 10,000. I think there's more chance of Elvis making a return, really, than that happening. Montpellier have done special things in the past, but you know, I think we can pretty much rule them out. It really comes down to Nice, Marseille or Monaco. I've gone with Monaco. I've said earlier my thoughts on them. I'll talk a little bit about Marseille. I mean, obviously, I'm a big Marseille man, but I'm a little bit worried. I think Georges Sampaoli was a big part of their success last season. I think they overachieved a bit in terms of expected points. The transfer situation is better than I thought it was going to be, not going to lie. It looked a bit worrying 2 or 3 weeks ago. But Igor Tudor, I don't know a lot about him, to be brutally honest. He might be a pleasant surprise. But I think Sampaoli was a big heartbeat of Marseille. And I'm a little bit down on Marseille this year, I've got to be honest. And I think expectations are... When the high expectation at Marseille, sometimes it can go wrong. And they've got to juggle Champions League commitments as well now. So let's see. I'm always hopeful with Marseille, but I think for me, Monaco in this market would edge it, really.
Yeah, okay. So Monaco plus 120. Marseille, who did finish second last season, plus 150. Let's go to the relegation market. Of course, Toulouse have come up from Ligue 2, having won the title. Ajaccio, as Steve mentioned there, and Auxerre up to relegated. Some of the big boys, of course, in Saint-Étienne, Metz and Bordeaux of French football. Steve, do you want to get us going on this one? What do you like about the relegation market?
What I like about it is that four teams are going down, Rob. So I'm not even sure some people have even factored that in. I've actually looked at some of the odds across worldwide, and I think there's some very generous prices. And I mean, the four teams that I think are going to go down, I think for me, Ajaccio finished bottom. I'm going to go Clermont second bottom. I'm actually predicting Lorient, I think, third bottom, and Angers for the fourth position. And I'm looking across at the value picks for me. I like Ajaccio to finish bottom at plus 175. I just don't think they're good enough. It's as simple as that. They're a very defensive team. They were lucky to come up. And they are very well organised, but they're going to lack goals. They're never going to score enough goals. And if that defence can't hold out, then they're in massive trouble. I struggle to see how they get beyond 25 points. Really, which is obviously nowhere near the mark required to survive. You're going to need 36, 37 minimum, I think, possibly more. So I think for me, they finished bottom. Clermont, I do worry for them because I think they've got a massive lack of resources. And, you know, we can't expect too much from them. They've lost a couple of key players as well. But for me, the value pick is actually Angers to go down, a big price here. I think the price is actually plus 200. And I was really concerned about them at the back end of last season. They won like three games in the new year. And one of those was the last match of the season, the dead rubber. They've lost a lot of players who have played a lot of matches for them down the years. And if the new signings don't work out, there's so many ins and so many outs. I think the atmosphere is a little bit dodgy. And for me, they do stand out as one of the teams that can go down. And there's plenty of size that you could make a case for going down with four spots. But yeah, for me, they're a value piece.
Yeah, Steve and I think we've overlapped on three of the four teams here to go down. Totally agree with Steve on Angers. They were my value pick to be relegated. When your manager is complaining about the club being dysfunctional in the way that it runs, which happened at Angers at the back end of last season, Gerard Batikla came out and said that there'd been some dysfunction behind the scenes, then, you know, you've got problems at a club. There's also a takeover going on at Angers, which should have been completed by now. New American owners should have come in. It's not finished. So they're going into the new season in a state of limbo. They've also lost, Cedar said, some good players. Angelo Fulgini's left, who was the playmaker last year. He's gone to the Bundesliga. I don't see them being in particularly good shape on or off the pitch going into the new season. And I don't think the price really reflects how much trouble they're going to be in. So they're my value pick to go down. Ajaccio, I think, will struggle. Steve said, you know, they were a very defensive team in Ligue 2 last season. The same players who were good in Ligue 2, I cannot see them being as solid against the caliber of attacker they're going to face this season. And that's why they struggle. If you look through the starting 11 and the squad, it looks very average. So they'll do very, very well to survive with four teams going down. Clermont, I've got going down as well. They've lost a very good defender in Cedric Ntungi at the back, and they've lost Mohamed Bayo up front, who got 14 goals, who's gone to Lille. They only just survived last year. If four had gone down last year, they'd have been relegated. So I can't see them staying out of the bottom four without those two. And then the one point of difference is I've gone for Troyes to be relegated. I think that they stayed up last year. but they have been a yo-yo club between the top two divisions in recent seasons. They've got a manager in Bruno Illes who came in last season and did not seem particularly popular with either the fans or the players, and rumours of problems in the squad with him in charge have continued in pre-season. So I'm not sure they're particularly stable on the managerial side going into the new season. And the second problem with Twice, I just don't think there's a great deal of quality in their squad. You look through the first 11, it's fairly average. There's not a huge amount of cover either. So they're one of the sides who I think might do a little bit worse than last year. And with four teams going down, I think Troyes could be relegated at the end of the season as well.
Well, they're 120 plus 120 to be relegated, but plus 600, as you've picked out, James, to finish bottom of the Liga table. Angers, a reminder, to be relegated, plus 200. Okay, let's get on something a little bit nicer then. Top scorer, Kylian Mbappe, of course, was the top scorer in Liga last season with 28 goals. Wissam Ben Yedder, 25. And then Moussa Dembélé of Lyon on 21, with Martin Terrier getting the same two. So this season, Mbappe minus 134. Of course, we all thought he was off to Real Madrid. He stays. Ben Yedder plus 600. Neymar plus 800, one to pick out. Second top scorer for Paris Saint-Germain last season. And Messi plus 1,100 after he only scored six in the league last season. James, I know you think he's going to be better this time around, and maybe we can get to that on the assists market, which we'll get to next. What's your pick for top scorer here?
My pick for top scorer is Wissam Ben Yedder. He finished second in the market last year. Won't be a surprise pick to a lot of people. Absolutely fantastic goal scorer. 25 for Monaco last season, 20 the season before. Doesn't really matter how Monaco are playing or how they line up. His goal scoring record is absolutely fantastic. Now, they've obviously brought in more strikers at Monaco this year with Minamino and Embolo arriving, but he's still going to be the main man. He's been rotated in and out of the team a lot less since Philippe Clement came in as manager. That was happening towards the end of Niko Kovac's time as manager. So I'd expect him to play a lot. And the other factor to take into account is that he's fighting for a place in the France World Cup squad. He's fairly sure of it, but he doesn't actually play that much when he gets picked for France. So he will feel he's got something to do in this first half of the season in order to get into that squad. Not that his motivation's ever wavered anyway. He's a fantastic professional. But I just feel that unlike at PSG, where the goals might be shared out, it might not because Mbappe is so prolific, but they might be shared out. I think that is less of a factor at Monaco. So a second favourite in this market, I preferred his price, and Ben Yedder's my pick for that reason.
Steve, you need to unmute yourself, my man, to get your pick for this one.
There we go. Yes.
I knew that was coming.
You knew that was going to come at some point. But yes, I do quite like that selection of yours, James. You also know that he is going to stay at the club unless something strange happens. That's when you're betting in this market, you've actually got to think who's going to be around for the rest of the season. Who could potentially leave? Someone like Martin Terrier, for example, at Rennes, is he going to be sticking around? But let's be honest, if Kylian Mbappe stays fit, he wins this market quite easily. I don't think Neymar or Messi will, because both just missed far too much time with injury. They have to be wrapped in cotton wool. I'm going to take a swing here in this market, a big price at Mohamed Bayo, who has moved to Lille from Clermont, 14 goals last year in a very poor team. Lille are a bit of an unknown. They could be anything this year, but they'll do well to be worse than they were last. They've got a new manager who is supposedly more attack-minded. He might be able to get his way to the 20-goal mark this year, and then who knows? You need a bit of luck with injuries and other players perhaps underperforming, but plus 8,000, why not have a little bit of a nibble on Mohamed Bayo?
Okay, let's get to assists then. I think Kylian Mbappe did finish top of this as well last season with 17. So what are we thinking? Leo Messi, by the way, is the favourite to finish with the most assists in Liga this season, 100 plus 150. Mbappe plus 200. Messi got the second most assists in Liga last season with 14. Neymar and Lovro Mayer are also up there. What are we thinking, boys? Steve, you can go first with this one.
I think Messi's actually not a bad favourite in this market. If he can stay fit, I could see him really supplying a lot of goals. But again, it's with the PSG guys. It's will it be spread around? Can they stay fit? I'm going to take a nibble at Caio Henrique at Monaco. He he plays left wing back, left midfield sometimes, or even left wing, and he will be on quite a few set pieces. I think there's a lot. You've got to look at what teams are going to score a lot of goals, and I think there's always going to be a lot of goals in that Monaco outfit. And at plus 2,500, I will have a little nibble here. I mean, I think he probably won't win. He needs, again, a bit of luck with other players underperforming or injuries. But I think he's going to get at least a dozen assists. You know, whether or not that's enough. I think 11 assists actually won this market 2 years ago, so you never know. Ooh. But I do quite like him to certainly supply a few goals this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that shout at all. I've gone for a similar sort of player in a way, in that I've gone for Jonathan Clauss, who's moved from Lens to Marseille. Similar in that he's a wing-back who gets forward. People might not know that much about him because he's been at Lens, who are a big club in France, but don't get the huge coverage of the very top clubs. He's been fantastic on the right side for Lens in recent seasons. And the reason I picked him is he was fourth on the assists list in League One last year, but he's 11th in the betting. And in theory, he might be the team that score more goals. So the price looks good. He's also fighting to get into the France squad because he won his first cap this year at the World Cup. And Marseille spent a lot of money on him by their standards this summer. So I don't see him as someone who's going to be rotated in and out of the team too much. He should play most of their matches. And yeah, my feeling is that you've got a guy here who's got a proven record in this market of delivering. And the price of plus 2,000, to me, a bit like Caio Henrique for Steve, it looks a bit too big based on his actual performances in recent seasons. So in a market where Messi does look a good bet, I think he came second last year, Messi, and he might do even better. So he's an understandable favourite. But if you are looking for a bigger price player, I think Jonathan Clauss at Marseille for me might give you a good run for your money.
Yeah, 11 assists last season, fourth most in Liga. Increasingly, the more I hear you, especially James, talk about that front three being closer, and there might be the goals and assists might be more fragmented through that three-man attack. I wonder if that will disorientate the market a little bit. Let's finish this off by summarizing all our picks. I'll go through each of the markets we've discussed. If there's not something for you, gents, then let's not have it. Let's go league winners. Steve first.
Yeah, PSG minus 1,000 there.
Yeah, same here, Rob. PSG minus 1,000 for me.
And Steve has that without Paris Saint-Germain market as well, plus 350. It's worth mentioning. European chasing pack, what have we seen here? James?
For me, top three finishing position, I've gone for Rennes at plus 200.
Yeah, there was nothing for me in that market.
Okay, best in the southeast. Steve, you first.
Yeah, I went with Monaco at plus 120 in this market.
Yeah, in the same market, southeast, I've gone for Marseille at plus 150.
I love that one. You two going head-to-head in that one. We'll see how that ends up at the end of the season. Relegation, James?
I've gone for Angers in the relegation market at plus 200.
Yeah, I'm also Angers at plus 200. Everyone needs to get on that, don't they? And also Ajaccio to finish bottom at plus 175.
Yeah, reminder, four teams relegated this season as the league shortens from 20 to 18 teams. Top scorer, Steve?
Yeah, I went with a big pick here, outsider Mohamed Bayo at plus 8,000.
Yes, and in this market, I've gone for Wissam Ben Yedder at Monaco at plus 600.
And assists, James?
Jonathan Clauss at Marseille at plus 2,000.
Yeah, I quite like that one, James, I must say. Caio Henrique for me at plus 2,500.
Okay, gents, brilliant work. Great quick fire section at the end there. And I'll see you both in a couple of days for our preview of the opening weekend's action in Liga. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Liga show, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. All prices available at the Bet Rivers website. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.